What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you stay right with God and find victory over sin and the devil and all his devices. Today, we are talking about the effects of sexual intercourse. And this is coming from an article I wrote in November of 2010. And it was originally a spinoff piece in relation to overcoming fornication and adultery. Right. And so I wanted to explain to people what actually happens when you have sex. And so I talked about how your soul, it's transferred to the other person. They get a piece of you. You get a piece of them. All right. And I got this out of 1 Corinthians 6:15. It says here, well, 1 Corinthians 6:15, 16 and 17. It says, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to the harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. So we see a few key words here. We got members of Christ, members of a harlot. Okay, what is that? What does that mean? Then it talks about, do you not know that who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? As the scriptures say, they shall become one flesh, but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. So we got this word join. We got this word one body, oneness, membership. So essentially what the scriptures are revealing is when you have sex with a prostitute, you become a member of her. All right. You become one body with her. Just like if you obey Christ, you become one body with him. Or let's say it a different way. You become united with him. You're joined to him. You're one flesh with him. So that's what the Bible is revealing sex to be. It's more than just a physical contact and pleasure, but it's in reproduction, but it's also a joining. All right. It's building unity between two people. Okay. So they're getting closer because part of their souls are in each other. Now, what does the soul make up? The soul makes up the mind, the will, and the emotions. So when you have sex with somebody, you get part of their mind, their will, and their emotions. And the more you do it, the more you get of them. And the more of them, they get of you. All right? So this becomes a problem when people break up. Because when they break up, now there's a deficit. They feel like something's missing. And there's a song by Mariah Carey, and it's a lot of love songs that talk about people's heart being broken. You know, they're feeling empty inside and all this kind of stuff. Where something's missing. Well, she has a song called We Belong Together. And it goes like this. The hook is, when you left, I lost a part of me. It's still so hard to believe. Come back, baby, please, because we belong together. So when you have sex, your body's being told that you belong with that person. Right. And when you break up, it scatters your soul. Basically, it breaks part of your soul because you gave a part of yourself to that person. Well, they're no longer around. And you got a piece of them, but part of you is gone. And so you feel this connection of deficit of what, you know, I'm connected to this person, but they're not around. You know, that's the problem with fornication. If you're going around having sex with people and having hookups, but not staying with them, not staying in a committed relationship with them, you're going to feel scattered in your soul because essentially that's what's happened. Your soul is scattered. A part of you is with that other person somewhere else in some other country, another city, so wherever else, y'all not together, you're not dwelling together. And so sex is for the purposes of people that's in marriage. It's for committed people. It's for people who are going to stay together. So a lot of people feel broken inside because they don't really know why, but it's because of sex. They keep having sex. And so there's an emptiness where part of their soul is gone. Every time they have sex with these different people, part of their soul is gone. All right. And so this brings up the issue with soul ties. So in religious circles, you'll hear the word soul tie. Somebody got a soul tie. And it's usually when a person breaks up with somebody and they can't get over him. They keep thinking about him. They keep longing for him. Even if the relationship was a bad relationship, maybe it was abusive, whatever the case, they still think about the person. It's still a strong connection. Well, that's what people are calling a soul tie. Now, in the scientific community, it's called pair bonding. You have a pair bond with that person, a bond with them. And once again, this is what sex does. It binds you to the other person. God designed sex for people who are in a committed relationship for the purposes of keeping them together. So if you're having sex with people and you have no intention of being with them in the long term, you're doing yourself a disservice because your body is built to release these different hormones that tell you that that person is supposed to be with you and you're supposed to be with them. It's supposed to be a connection. Y'all supposed to stay together. All right. So soul ties become a real problem when a person has a strong connection with somebody from their past, but they're now in a new relationship. And that new relationship, that person can't benefit from that new relationship. They can't really connect with that new person on a deeper level like they should. And it's, they're comparing that new person to the old person, and they're just not happy. And they're always thinking about that old person. And in some other communities, this is called the alpha widow when it happens to a woman. So a woman may have had sex with a guy from her past. She had a long-term relationship with him or a short-term relationship with him. She really liked him, but for whatever reason, the relationship ended. All right. They call that being alpha widow. So that was her alpha, her man, the best man she ever been with, the man she loved the most. That type of guy had a strong soul tie with her and she can't get over him. And so now she's in a new relationship and she's comparing a new man to him. She's always thinking about that guy from the past. And unfortunately, she may never be satisfied until she get that man again or she finds somebody like him. So she's always going to be searching. And so that's the problem with these soul ties. Now, can you break a soul tie? Well, I've heard people that they prayed to God and released themselves from these ties from people from their past sexual relationships. But these ties happen because of sex. God designed sex to be this way. That's the way it's built. It's designed that way. For you to create a bond. So, you know, for you to, you know, practice this behavior and the natural responses in your body is to cling and to desire those people and have these longings for these people. That's what's going to happen. So for you to pray about it, maybe so God can release you from that. But when I look back at my past and I can talk this and I've talked to certain women, they would tell me things about their past and they would tell me stuff about the guys they were with. And I could tell now looking back that they had some soul ties. You know, they were perhaps alpha widowed. And that wouldn't be a good woman to be with because she hasn't released herself or gotten over that. She may say she did, but if she's bringing the man up, that's an indication that she ain't let this guy go. And that's the problem with fornication. Like I said, you be with a new person and you're trying to connect with them, but they got these old people, these other spirits, these other souls that they've been with from their past, still in the mix. It's almost like a man dealing with a woman and then dealing with all her past boyfriends at the same time. That's essentially what's happening. I mean, because a part of their souls are in her. So now you're trying to interact with her, trying to be her or her husband or her boyfriend or whatever. And you're interacting now with not only her, but the souls that she was with from her past. You see? So It's a crazy thing. It's best for everybody to be a virgin, usually. It's best to have a very low sexual body count because these are the issues that come with sex. Another thing that sex can bring to you is they can dominate you. Why? Because they have their mind, their will, and their emotions in you. They put them in you through sex. So if this is a deviant person, an evil person, a manipulative person, and they're very dominant and they have a strong will and they want to do you harm. They want to use you for some ill purposes or get you to do things that's outside of what you want to do. Then they can do that because they have a sexual connection with you. All right. They have their mind, their will and emotions inside of you. Now, you, of course, have yours in them, but and you have the power to actually control them as well. But it boils down to your morality. Are you morally bankrupt to do that to another human being? And do you have a strong will? If you got a stronger will, you can, if you're bankrupt morally and you want to manipulate somebody, it doesn't matter what gender it is. If you're a male and you want to do it to a woman, or if a woman wants to do that to a man, they can do that. So these are downsides of sex because they have now control over you. Now, this is a decent person, and they're not going to do that to you. They're not going to harm you because of their sexual connection with you. But here's some examples of people who are being controlled because they have a sexual connection. There's the guy. We've all seen this guy. They call him Pussy Whip. He's dealing with a woman who is cheating on him, having sex with all these other guys, committing adultery, taking up, wasting all his money, pretty much just tearing his life up. But he's still staying with her. He can't get over her. And he's still in a relationship with this woman, even though she's not respecting him, loving him, and stuff like that. What's happening? Well, he has a sexual connection with her. Her mind, her will, and emotions are in him. And she's more dominant and has a stronger will than he does. And he's sitting there taking whatever she gives him because she needs him to use him. She needs his resources. She needs a place to stay when she comes back from whoring around. And so she's using that man. She's not releasing him. And so that man needs to get stronger in order to get free from that woman's sexual connection. And it's difficult because the mind, the will, the emotions are inside of him. They're there, you know. And so it's no way of getting around that without you strengthening your will and breaking away from that. And so a lot of people don't understand this stuff. They don't understand why they can't get over people. They can't understand why they keep following people that are not helpful to them. So this is what sex is doing. All right. Now, the other side, the woman. There are women who are in abusive relationships. They could leave. They got family and friends that will take them in. They have, they got a lot of money. They got their own spot. They can do all this stuff, but they still stay with this guy. And it's why? Because that man needs her. He needs her to feed off of her and to control her, all right? Because he's a manipulative, parasitical narcissist, all right? And so he's not releasing her, and so she's under his control because she don't have a strong will, and she don't know what's really going on. She had sex with him. She has his mind, will, and emotions in her, and that's why she's in that condition. All right. She has to wake up and get stronger and strengthen her will and break past that. But this is what sex does. Now, there's a normalcy to some level of control over the other spouse, particularly in patriarchal society. So in a patriarchal society, men are dominant and therefore have the upper hand over women sexually. The woman takes on the man's soul and naturally he dominates her mind, will, and emotions. All right. That's just what's happening naturally. It doesn't mean he is using her for ill purposes or harming her, but simply because women were made for men, as we've been talking about through this series. I've shown you the scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 8 and 9, and then Genesis chapter 2, verses 18. Women were made for men. It's important that man dominate his wife, stay in leadership. And we talked about why men need to dominate, why men need to rule. We already discussed that and why women should submit, because that's the rules that, and the way God has set it up. So through a sexual relationship, a man puts his mind, will, and emotions to that woman, and she's more susceptible to following him, doing his will and things like that. OK, and that's a normal thing about it. There's nothing wrong with that. However, if you got some evil man who is just trying to harm this woman, make her do things she shouldn't be doing, that could be, like I said, sexual connections can be used for good and for evil. But normally in a patriarchal society, men dominate women on a sexual level, and his mind, will, emotions are what is influencing her as she supports him and helps him in whatever endeavor he's doing. Okay. Now in a gynocentric society, men are conditioned to submit to women. So therefore women have the ability to actually control their man because the man already thinks he's supposed to follow her. And so a lot of times, men have the spirit, the mind, will, and emotions of the wife or the girlfriend in him. And they're more dominant than him, and it's controlling him. So he's not dominating her and leading her. She's doing that through the sex in him. Okay. And so he's acting feminine. Sometimes every time he thinks about what he should do, he thinks about how his wife or girlfriend will think about it. You know, he always defers to her as his mental point of origin. You see, that's because of the sexual connection, all right? And that's abnormal. No man should be thinking like that. You know, he's the dominant one. He's the leader. And so he should be the one where his mind, will, and emotions should be stronger in the woman. And her influence shouldn't be as strong over him as he is over hers, you know, as far as the souls are concerned, all right? And, of course, a man will take on some of the attributes and some of the things of a woman. Some of her likes he may pick up. You know, some of her, but generally her will doesn't overpower his will to where her will, her mind, will, and emotions are controlling him. All right. All right. So I just want to clear that up there. about that. But this is just another reason why you shouldn't be having sex until you vetted somebody and married them. You made a commitment, all right? Because you get with the wrong people, now you got their will, their mind, their emotions in you. And that's going to mess you up, all right? Another thing that happens during sex is, for women, when a woman continues to have sex over and over and over and over again with different guys, and she doesn't bond, she tries to bond with them, but they don't stay around, or she doesn't stay with them, and she's been using them for just sexual purposes, it begins to kill her ability to pair bond. And this is going to be needed when she actually settles down with a man and marry him. But because she can't pair bond with him, she's not going to be a good wife because she can't connect with him on that level. All right. So let me read a little bit about oxytocin just to show you how this works. So the hormone oxytocin, which is produced during sex, increases levels of empathy and bonding. Okay. Women produce more oxytocin during sex than men, which means they are more likely to let their guard down and fall in love with a man after sex. Oxytocin receptors in the nervous system regulate the effect of oxytocin on emotions. Oxytocin is like a drug. A woman's first experience with post-intercourse release of oxytocin has a powerful, lasting effect. Like drug addicts, women with a high body count will need more and more sex to get a satisfactory oxytocin high, and at some point, her receptors start receiving those post-intercourse warm and fuzzy emotions that bond her to her partner. It seems that God designed women to bond to the men they have sex with, but with broken relationships and casual hookups, this ability goes away. The body says, why continue to release oxytocin when you're not going to stay with the people you have sex with? Therefore, sex becomes just a fun thing to do for promiscuous women, absent of the bonding process. So a woman who continues to sleep around over and over again with all these different guys, she's killing the ability to bond with men, because at some point, the body says, I'm not going to release oxytocin anymore because you're not actually being with these people. So why release it? So then now when she gets married and says, I really want to settle down, this is the guy for me, blah, 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 she finds that she can't bond with him. She don't feel a connection. It's just sex and there's orgasms, but there's no connection. All right. So women like this, if you were to marry a woman like this or deal with a woman like this, you'll usually run into, she can be disloyal because she just have no empathy. She's lost that. She can commit adultery because, hey, I've been with all these different guys. I like variety. Even though I'm supposed to be faithful, I don't have a connection with you to be faithful. So I'm going to check out these other guys. She's always also comparing you with other guys from the past, because she's had sex with all these different guys, and she's going to start thinking about, well, what about his size, you know, his penis size, and how he had sex with me and how he treated me. And these are all the things that's going through a woman's mind when she's had all these sexual partners. All right. And she can also be perhaps bad at raising children because of a lack of empathy and an inability to pair bond. So she won't really be able to bond with those children. She won't have that much empathy for them. She'll be a selfish individual. And we've seen this constantly now in stories. Now you see women killing their children. It's like, what's wrong with her? Well, she probably lost her ability to pair bond. And so she has some children, you know, they interfere with her fun, and she just ended up killing them because she just like, I'm tired of these kids. I only got them for a check from the government and they're getting on my nerves. And so she'll just drown them up, throw them in a freezer or stab them to death, commit an abortion or something. This is what happens with these women. Why? They burnt out their ability to receive this hormone called oxytocin. And now they're just dead inside. They don't have that feeling and that emotional funny, the fuzzies and of that anymore. They can just get off sexually. They can have orgasms. They can feel pleasure, but they can't have the emotional connection with people anymore. All right. Whether or not this woman can, you know, get this back in Christ, I don't know. Perhaps, but I don't know. Now, notice I didn't mention men having this issue, because men are a lot different than women. Okay, we talked about men and women being different. They're not equal. They're not the same. Men can have multiple women. They can have sex with a bunch of women and still be able to pair bond with them because they were built to do that. Okay, men can have multiple wives. Okay, God designed them that way. All right, but a woman was initially designed, she's designed to be with one guy, really. And if he dies or if he leaves her and she marries another guy and has sex with another guy, she could potentially bond with him. But the more she does it, the less she can bond, you know, with each additional guy she has sex with. And all it takes is once. You know, and eventually she has no connection with men. And this is what I'm looking at as far as science is concerned and what I see in scripture. So this bonding thing, like I said, the body was created to release these oxytocin, and at some point it stops releasing it. Now, can a man lose his ability to pair bond? I'm quite sure that's possible, but it's not necessarily through sex. He could just cut it off because he's had so many bad relationships and women have been mistreating him, or he hasn't found the one he likes or whatever. But because a man can enter different women over the period of his life and not have the same effects, because he wasn't built for women. Women were built for men. So a man can have sex with multiple women and not lose his ability to bond with them. He can have 4 or 5 wives and bond with all, like them all, have a deep connection with them, feel the connection when he has sex with them, all of them. He can do that because he's a man. He's different from women. But I'm just saying, for women's perspective, they need to be careful about having sex with all these people, because this is what happens to you. All right. Now, here's a story from a woman who played the whore, and she was having sex with all these guys. So here's her story. Now, this is from Reddit.com. This is a forum for women who are waking up to the lies of feminism. And I'll link this story in the sermon notes so you can see it for yourself and read any comments associated with it. But I'll cut and paste it into my article here for you to read. It goes like this. Hi, everyone. I posted here for the first time last week, and I just wanted to thank everyone who commented for their insightful and constructive advice. I loved how honest you ladies were with me. Anyway, I was prompted to write this post after watching Lauren Southern's What Every Girl Needs to Hear video. Go watch it if you haven't already. This is a video that I've linked also as well, and it's on YouTube. It's a very popular video. Anyway, she continues. She discusses how promiscuity has a detrimental effect on a woman's ability to pair bond with a partner. To all of my fellow college red pill women out there, please don't let anyone convince you that you're missing out by not riding the cock carousel. Okay. The cock carousel is basically women being promiscuous and having sex with all these men. So think about cock being a man's penis, and then carousel going up and down. And that's where the word terminology comes from. All right. So cock carousel means a woman, if a woman's riding the cock carousel, she's going around and pretty much sampling different sexual partners and different men. And that's what she's doing. Continuing on, maybe you're like one of my best friends who has been in a committed relationship with a great guy for a few years, but you see your friends going out and meeting new guys every weekend and wonder if you should be doing that too, because that's what modern society dictates college age women should be doing. It bothered her so much that she considered asking her boyfriend to open up the relationship, even though they talked about marriage. This is amazing to me. The influence of society, where a woman is in a committed relationship, the man is talking about marrying her, and now she's saying, you know, let's open a relationship up. I want to go have sex with all these different guys. I want to have fun. And she goes on to say, that's how brainwashed our generation has become. As someone whose notch count is in the 20s, so this is a woman who says she's had sex with more than 20 guys. I told her point blank, it's not worth it. I mentioned in my last post that I have bipolar and that I am hypersexual when I'm manic. This resulted in my count going from 1 to 20 plus in a matter of 6 months. All of these were hookups. So these are no relationships, just random sex with dudes. All right. So, and I would say there's probably more, because she says 20 plus, but a lot of times women will lower their count. They'll make the number smaller. It's probably double that. So you could say this woman was having sex with 2 different new guys every week. And now she's past 20 in the numbers of men she's had sex with, and they were all hookups. And then she goes on to say, 9 times out of 10 guys who want to hook up with you do not care about you at all. You're just a plate to them, no matter how nice they seem to be. That's the best case scenario. And that's true. They just want to have sex just like the woman wants to have sex. And I'm not going to let this woman slide when she says that she has bipolar and she was hypersexual and when she's manic. She chose to have sex with these men. I see this woman trying to give you an excuse as to how she got her number so high, but she chose to have sex. Anyway, So continuing on, it says, given my high notch count, I feel that sex isn't as special to me anymore. I have to actively try to feel the connection with my partner. If you got to actively try to feel it, it ain't there. You see, that's because the oxytocin stopped flowing. When previously it came naturally and effortlessly. See, oxytocin used to flow, but now not anymore. I can still feel it, but it doesn't feel as strong as it did before. See, she knows she's supposed to be feeling this thing, these hormones that's supposed to be released, these empathy and the warm, funny, fuzzy feelings, but it's just not, it's not there. It's light, it's faint. You know, hopefully she can regain her ability to pair bond with her man now. Also, she said, I can't help comparing my current partner to all of the partners I've had in the past. See that, men? You want to be with a woman who's constantly comparing you to somebody else? No, this is a problem. It goes on to say here, it keeps me from truly enjoying everything he has to offer because she's comparing him to somebody else. She can't just focus on her one man. This is the problem with all this sex out here, y'all. Okay, women, you're messing yourself up with this. Men, don't do it either. It goes on to say here, she says, don't sabotage your ability to pair bond just so you can fit in with your blue pill friends. Sex is very important to men and women too. For most men, it's how they feel more connected with their partner. Like men, I also primarily prefer giving and receiving love through physical intimacy, and now I feel like my ability to receive has been compromised. Trust me, you don't want to be in my shoes. I know it's highly unlikely for a woman in this day and age to save herself until marriage or have a count of one unless it is in the context of a religious upbringing, but at least try to limit your sexual encounters to men you are in committed relationships with. Continuing on, it says here, it's not just because of retaining your ability to pair bond or keeping your RNV high, but simply put, sex is better with someone you love and who loves you. All right? And that's so true. Don't do it to people that don't like you. They're just using you. All right? This is not good. And I've also read the stories of men who used to be a player. They used to be out and about. And they said, you know what? They would get out to bed, you know, having done their thing. They had sex with thousands of women. But they said, you know what? Every time I got out to bed, I just realized it was just emptiness. There was no love. These women don't love me. They're just using me for sex. They're looking for a good time, too. And you just realize, you know, this is not the way. This is not what sex is for. You can't use sex as it's a amusement park or something. Playground. You just jump on rides. No. Sex was built for people who are committed to one another. Okay? It's not for you to just have fun and have an orgasm and feel that sensation of dopamine hits that go to your brain and make you feel like you high for a couple minutes or so. It's part of that, but you got to have a committed relationship. You got to be together. Okay? That's what sex is for. You see, God built it a certain way. If you're trying to use it for other purposes, you're abusing sex at this point, and you're going to reap the consequences. Emptiness inside of a scattered soul, because part of your soul, your mind, your will, and emotions is in with all these other people, and they're nowhere around you, so you feel broken inside. Okay? This is what the Bible says. You are a member of that person. They're a member of you. Okay? You join yourself with them, but now you're broken. All right? And then, of course, the inability to pair bond, losing that empathy and that connection with a person where you lose that. OK. So going forward in this article here, we talked about the angry, wounded woman, particularly with women and men. There are men who just hate women. They just because they couldn't have that connection with them. And so they don't like them. So they use sex to control them. They use sex but their bodies just for their pleasure, and they discard them and go to the next one. Women will use sex for the purposes of controlling the man, to get money out of him, to get resources, and then dump him and go somewhere else. This is what people are doing now these days, you know, and it's because early on in life, they tried to have that early connection, that love connection, that long-term relationship, that marriage, but it didn't work out. And they kept going back to sex. They kept going back to interaction with people to try to get that. And it didn't form. And they lost. They just got angry inside. And they just lost their ability. They soul hardened. They said, you know what? I can't get no love out of this. I want love. I want a connection with a person. And early on in life, they tried it. It just kept failing. All right. You have people who are wounded and angry walking around, and they're looking to harm you, and they're going to do it in the worst way through sexual connections. All right. If you get into them sexually, they're going to harm you, and you're going to be in this whirlwind of spin. Okay. Women, if you're a virgin woman or you're a naive woman, you go out here with certain guys, they'll tell you whatever they want you to hear and then hurt you badly and say, you know what? I'm hurting you just like I'm hurting every woman that hurt me in the past. And you didn't do nothing wrong to them. You just wanted a decent relationship. It's the same thing with a man. There are women out here who hate men, and they have no inclination of being close to them or loving them, but they'll pretend to be that just so they can get resources from that man and then discard them. You know, and this is turning men and women to the same people that they hate, that they, who are like themselves, you know, scarred, scattered, their soul is scattered, and they have the hatred towards the opposite sex, and because their souls are all broken up. This is what it's called. I'm not going to go to the other parts of the article. It just talks about avoiding angry women in particular, because this series was this particular article originally was written to men, you know, just to avoid harlots and women who are trying to harm you and stuff like that. But this is for both sexes, obviously. OK, so, of course, with you receiving somebody's soul, part of their soul, their mind, will, and emotion, you also get within that is their habits and their ideologies and things like that. And also their demons. If they're connected to any kind of spiritual issues with spirits, you potentially have a connection. So that's a problem as well. And of course, the physical side of sex, of course, if they have some kind of sexually transmitted disease, you can receive that. So that's all I got to say for you. I'm going to leave you with a scripture here. It says in 1 Corinthians 6:18. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside of the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. All right. That's exactly what's happening. Your whole being is messed up. Soul, mind, will, body, everything. When you do this with people. So it's important to understand what sex really is. Once again, it's a joining of the soul. It's a connection. It's a bond between two people. And if you don't stay together, you sever that bond, or you create a longing for that person when they're not there. And that creates problems with other relationships and a feeling of emptiness. And, you know, you just become emotionally unavailable. You're just a broken person. And that's not the way God designed us to be. He designed us to be together with the people we have sex with. So that's all I got for you today. Until next time, walk in the spirit and be blessed.